Okay, Rabbi. So the Mishnah tells us over here, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, begins a slightly new topic. They call mitzvah shituli ba'aretz, ein a neheges ela ba'aretz. V'she'ein a tuli ba'aretz, neheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Any mitzvah that is dependent on the ground in Eretz Yisrael is only noeg in Eretz Yisrael. Any mitzvah that's not tuli ba'aretz, it's not an agricultural mitzvah, so then it is noeg bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Basra, it's not surprising. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Af Peyal from Aleph. Mechayv Hay Rav Meir Af Belay Keach Peros Min Hashuk. Even if a person buys a bikurim, this is talking about first fruits. So a farmer who has first fruits, the Pasuk tells in Parshas Kisavai, the first fruits of that season, he has to take and bring to the Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, and he makes a whole proclamation of Mikra Bikurim Arami Amin Avi, which we mentioned part of it in the Haggadah of Pesach. So the farmer has to bring his first fruits to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, even if a person buys fruits in the Shuk, which are first fruits, he has to bring them to the Kohen. So the Gemara asks, you have to bring it from your land. Sounds like you have to farm the produce yourself. If not, you're not obligated in Bikurim. So says the Gemara, Hahu lemeutei chutz la'aretz. Bikurim, no, in Eretz Yisrael, if you buy it in the Shuk, you have to bring it as first fruits to the Kohen. What does it mean? What does the pasuk in Parshas Kisavah Asher Tovim Eretzecha you should bring from your land coming to exclude? Not to exclude a person who buys fruits in the shuk, but rather to exclude peiros, produce that comes from Eretz Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is Pater and Bikurim. And it's not surprising. After all, it's a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. It's an agricultural mitzvah, so presumably then it should be limited to Eretz Yisrael. Not surprising at all. Yeah.
So wouldn't that come up to be an extra?
Oh, so that's Tosfos Kash over there. Tosfos asks, fantastic. Tosfos asks in Bava Basra, what do I need a pasuk asher tovim e'artzecha? Here the Mishnah says, the rule, any mitzvah that's an agricultural mitzvah, the assumption is that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If it's a non-agricultural mitzvah, you know, tefillin, tzitzis, then it applies even in Chutz La'aretz. So why do I need a special Xeris HaKasif to tell me that Bikurim, bringing the first fruits to the Kohen, only applies in Eretz Yisrael? It's obvious from the mission over here, Masechtas Kiddushin. V'tema, my Yisrach Miyuta, Amar B'Soyf Perakam, the Kiddushin, called Mishra, Yitlui Ba'aretz, Ein Lahegas, El Ba'aretz. So Tosfos gives two fundamentally different answers, which really open up an entirely very fundamental concept. And that is the distinction. And that is Tosfos' first answer is V'yesh Mefarshim, Mishum de Bikurim, Iskishu Lebasa B'Cholav. The two are connected in the Pasuk in Sefer Shmais. Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha, a pasuk that speaks about Bikurim. And it's next to a pasuk, or in the same pasuk, of Loi Savasho Gedi B'Chalev Imoi. Same pasuk, discusses Basa B'Chalev. So just like Basa B'Chalev, eating meat and milk together, cooked together, applies to both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and Bikurim is in the same pasuk. So I might have thought, even though Bikurim is an agricultural mitzvah, maybe it applies in Chutz La'aretz similar to Basa B'Chalev. And that's why I needed the pasuk and Maseches Bava Basra, Asher Tovim Me'artzcha, the pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy, Me'artzcha, and not from Chutz La'aretz. To overcome that mistaken notion, perhaps it's connected to Basa B'Chalav and even applies in Chutz La'aretz. So the first answer in Tosfos is you're right. The premise of the question is correct. It is an agricultural mitzvah, and therefore it should be limited to Eretz Yisrael, but I might have thought it's different since it's in the same pasuk as Basa B'Chalav. However, then Tosfos quotes from a Rashba. Here on the fourth bottom, Rashba Nira Deloy Chashivi Bikurim Mitzvah Hatluya Ba'aretz. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. Deloy Dami Lechuma Umaisa Bechala. They're not the same. Because those mitzvahs, if a person doesn't not mafresh Chuma and Maiser, the produce is Tevel, untithed produce, and is your Chayv Koris if you eat it. So you see that until you're mafresh, the fruit is Aser. That's not true by Bikurim. You can eat the other produce until you bring the first fruits, bring them to the Kohen, don't permit the other parts of the field. Those are permitted without to bring them to the Kohen. So it's not that it's coming to be mati or something else. And moreover, Tosfos says it's not similar to Truma and Maaser, because Truma and Maaser, you're only chayiv after it's Roya Pnei Abayis. Where does Tosfos say? After Meruach. Va'oid, on the fourth line from the bottom, Midalot Chayv Chumo Meiser Achis Mareach Bekri. Until it's all gathered into a pile, you're not Chayv Chumo and Meiser. However, Bikurim, you're Chayv while still growing on the tree. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, that a person, when the farmer sees his new fruits coming, he's karechal of gemi, gedoy lemaseh Hashem, that's a Bereshit Tevis, karas hatoiv, that I see the first fruits, I'm karechal of gemi, you tie it around the string, and you set it aside for bikurim. So you see bikurim yachayv right away, and it doesn't come to permit the other parts of the field. As opposed to Truman Maisa, you only chive after it receives, you know, some part of the processing has begun. It's been gathered into a pile. And it permits the rest of the field until your ma'afir is Truman Maisa, everything is Tevel. So Taisa says, maybe Bikurim is not a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz. It's not an agricultural mitzvah at all. And therefore, the rule of our Mishnah should not have applied. The rule of the Mishnah doesn't apply. It's not a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz at all, which is counterintuitive. So what emerges for Taisa's is two opinions. What is the nature of the mitzvah Bikurim? Separating the first fruits and bringing it to the Kohen from the time of Shavuos until Chanukah, which is the part of the year in which it was done. You brought the first fruits to the Kohen. So what is the nature of that mitzvah? Is it an agricultural mitzvah? And therefore, for sure, we knew it was only in Eretz Yisrael based on the rule of our Mishnah. Any mitzvah that's an agricultural mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Why do I need a pasuk? Asher tovim me'aretzkom lechutz la'aretz. Because to overcome a mistaken impression is connected to basa b'chalav. They appear in the same pasuk. Or perhaps no, perhaps Bikurim is not an agricultural mitzvah at all. And that's why the rule of the Mishnah doesn't apply. So then why doesn't Bikurim apply over here in New York? Asher tovim me'aretzcha v'loy mechutz la'aretz. Special exeris that cause of the Bikurim does not apply in chutz la'aretz. These two opinions in Tosfos might be reflected in two different girsos in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Kelim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, that Eser Kedushos Hein. There are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mikol Arotzes. Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh from all the other lands of the world. Umahi Kedushasan Shemevin Mimena HaOmer. There's two girsos. Some have Habikurim, some don't. Because you bring from it the wheat for the carbon HaOmer, the Shtei Alechem, carbon. Mashay Mevin Kein Mikol Arotzes. You don't bring Shtei Alechem, you don't bring Omer, perhaps you don't bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz, only from Eretz Yisrael. Ayaris Mekafas Chayma, walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, are more Kadosh than the other parts of Eretz Yisrael, random parts, because here a Mitzrayim is not allowed to live in an Ira Mukaf Chayma, Mimais Yeshua ben Nun. And then the Gemara says, more Mekudosh than that is inside the walls of Yerushalayim, with Nimen HaChayma, Mekudosh Mehem Sha'echem Sham Kachim Kalim. The old city of Yerushalayim, within the walls you could eat, Kachim Kalim, Meiser Sheni. Harabais is more Mekudosh than that. Because the Zav, Zav, and neither in your leathers are not allowed to enter into Harabayas. The Chil was a border around the Beis HaMikdash, more Mekudosh than that. And Oved Kerchavim, a Tamei Mace, not allowed to go there. Then the Ezras Noshim, a Tvul Yoim. Then the Ezras Yisrael. Anybody who's Chayav a Karban, not allowed to enter in the Ezras Yisrael. Ezras Kaihanim, only Kaihanim, not Yisraelim. Bein Ulam V'lam Mizbeach. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, more Mekudosh. Any Balmum, Purei Rosh. Then the Heichal, more Mekudosh than that, Kodesh HaKadoshim, more Mekudosh than everything else. So 10 levels of Kedusha over here in the Mishnah and Masechtas Kelim. How though is the Mishnah, define the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudosh than Chutz La'aretz. In what way? Otherwise, if I were to ask you, random association, first thing that comes to your mind, why is Eretz Yisrael special? Omer? Bikurim? Any of this in our top 10? Shtei Alechem? Probably not. How does Kedusha of Eretz manifest itself? Boom! No, I don't think we would have said these things. So why are these the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim? Why not the other ones? Why not Truma? Why not Meiser? Why not Shvius? Why these things? Why not Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael? For those Rishonim who hold it's a mitzvah, right? Why not? So the Rav Salavitchik explained, the same explanation is found before him, in a sefer called the Sifrei Zuta. The Sifrei Zuta is a Sifrei, a comment of the is a work of Midrashim, but on the Sifrei Zuta there's a sefer called the Oitzer HaSifri, which was written by Rabbi Menachem Zemba, who was a very prolific author, Talmud Chacham, Gadol, before the war, was killed by the Nazis. So he has in this sefer Oitzer HaSifri. Rabbi Aaron Cutler has the same thing in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. Everybody all says it on their own, but they say the same vart. And that is that this Mishnah Masechtas Kelim is describing an entirely different type of Kedusha that resides in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the rest of the world. We're familiar with the typical Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which expresses itself perhaps in the midst of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, perhaps in Truma, in Meiser, Shavias, the mitzvahs hatulias baaretz are a function of what we would generally call kedushas eretz Yisrael. That's not what the Mishnah here is describing in Masechtas Kelim. That's not what it's talking about. What it's talking about, if that would be the case, it should have said truma and mice and all those things. And that's why some don't have bikurim. Why would I not have bikurim? If bikurim is a mitzvah, tuli bar is like truma, maisa, shvias, it doesn't belong in this Mishnah. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. That's why some take out the gears of bikurim. Because that's not what the Mishnah is talking about, kedushas eretz. So what the Mishnah is talking about is something else. The Mishnah is talking about kedushas hamikdash. There is not only in Eretz Yisrael a kedushas Eretz Yisrael, a special, unique part of Eretz Yisrael that's different than all the other lands of, all the other parts of the world, but there's also a special kedushas sanctity that's endowed upon Eretz Yisrael because it is the home of the Beis Hamikdash, and the kedushas Hamikdash expands. It most poignant and most concentrated on the Har HaBayis, the Makom HaMikdash, but then it expands a little bit out into the Chil, the border around the Beis HaMikdash, to the Har HaBayis, to Yerushalayim, to Hayaris HaMakafos Chayma, and even all of Eretz Yisrael is endowed with some, perhaps more diluted fashion, or form of Kedushas HaMikdash. But Eretz Yisrael not only has a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but there's a dual Kedusha there. There's a second level of Kedusha, which is the Kedushas HaMikdash that resides in all of Eretz Yisrael. This is perhaps apparent for Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Rabbi said, which we're familiar with. The Gemara tells Masechtas Brachos over here on Daf Lamed that a person who can't figure out which way is Mizrach. Now everybody has on their phone a compass, but in the olden times you used to have a little sign on the wall, Mizrach. But if you don't know where you are, you got to spin around so many times in the bowels of some big building. How are you supposed to figure it out? So you don't know. So what are you supposed to do? So Yechav and Liva can I get over Shemayim, have Kavana, you know, towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu, good enough. But what if you can figure it out? I made Bechutz La'aretz, Yechav and Liva can I get Eretz Yisrael. You're standing in Chutz La'aretz, where do you face? We all know Eretz Yisrael. What if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael? Yechav and Liva can I get Yerushalayim? You're supposed to face towards Yerushalayim, not east, whichever way Yerushalayim is. Hayo I made Yerushalayim, what if you're standing in Yerushalayim? Yechav and Esliba can I get Beis HaMikdash? You face towards the Beis HaMikdash. Hayo Oimei Beis HaMikdash. You're standing in Beis HaMikdash. Yechav and Esliba can I get Beis Kodesh HaKadosh. Oimei Beis Kodesh HaKadosh. Yechav and Esliba can I get Beis HaKaparis. Towards the Aron. Rabbi said, what if you're standing in Chutz La'aretz? But you're close. See, here for us, it doesn't make a difference. All of Eretz Yisrael is east, you know. But what if you're standing somewhere on the outskirts of, right outside Eretz Yisrael? Is there an Indian to face Yerushalayim? Well, meaning, let's say I'm standing, I don't know, what's right to the west of Eretz Israel? To the east, I'm sorry, east of Eretz Israel? No, east is Jordan, right? That's across the... So I'm standing in Jordan, northern Jordan. Can I just face, you know, Golan Heights? Or do I have to face Har Hermon? Or do I have to face Yerushalayim? It would make a difference. It would make a difference. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say you're close. Yerushalayim is there. Eretz Yisrael, you know, the whole width is over here. Is there an Indian to face Dafki Yerushalayim? Doesn't say that. Sounds like not. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Indian to face Dafki Yerushalayim. Why? Because I believe the Gemara is saying you're supposed to face towards the Makom HaMikdash. The Araya is, if you're in the Makom HaMikdash, you're supposed to face towards the Kapores, towards the Yoren. If you're in Yerushalayim, face towards the Makom HaMikdash. You're supposed to face towards the Makom HaMikdash. So then what's the Indian then of facing everywhere should just face, I have an easier way of just saying the Gemara. Everyone face towards the Aron, towards the base Kaddish HaKadosh. Why does the Gemara say, if you're not in Chutz La'aretz, face towards Eretz Yisrael? It's just like an easier way of figuring it out. If it's face to the Kaddish HaKadosh, say the Kaddish HaKadosh. I believe the answer is, there's an Indian to face towards Kedushas HaMikdash. In Chutz La'aretz, the next, you know, there's no Kedushas HaMikdash, face towards Eretz Yisrael. That's the lowest level of Kedushas HaMikdash. You're in Eretz Yisrael, face towards the next level of Kedushas HaMikdash, and so on and so forth. But Eretz Yisrael, by virtue of the fact that it houses the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is in it. And Yerushalayim has the Beis HaMikdash. That Kedusha seeps in to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Mishnah is describing in Masechtas Kelim. We're not describing Truma and Meiser and Shvias. Those are in Yonim having to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, perhaps from the time of Avraham Avinu, that, you know, Kum Hesalik Ba'aretz, La'arkbo, L'rachbo, Ki L'chot. No, no, Eretz Yisrael is a special place. We know that. Way before the Beis HaMikdash ever got there. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Eretz Yisrael, now Eretz Yisrael is a different type of Kedusha. Not only does it have that Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, perhaps stemming back to the times of Avraham Avinu, that this land was promised to us, But now after that, on top of that, it has a Kedushas HaMikdash. The base HaMikdash, which of course is the source of the highest levels of Kedusha, spreads and seeps throughout the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Mishnah is describing in Masechtas Kelim. That's why Omer and Shtei Alechem are the examples of Kedushas HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Those are not mitzvahs HaTluyas Baretz necessarily. Those are not necessarily agricultural mitzvahs. Those are rather mitzvahs that are limited to Eretz Yisrael by virtue of the fact that there's Kedushas HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael and nowhere else. And perhaps that's why some of the gears of Bikurim. Why? Because we saw already in Tyson's two opinions, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Bikurim? Why is it only limited to Eretz Yisrael? Is it because it's an agricultural mitzvah? Or, and the rule of the Gemara and Masechtas Mishnah over here, Masechtas Kedushin should apply. Or no, it's not an agricultural mitzvah. Just happens to be limited to Eretz Yisrael. Why would it be limited to Eretz Yisrael if it's not an agricultural mitzvah? Perhaps because it's linked, it's tied in with Kedushas HaMikdash. And Kedushas HaMikdash only exists in Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. That's agricultural mitzvahs. Bikurim is not an agricultural mitzvah. It rather is a function of Kedushas HaMikdash. So perhaps that's why some had in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim the gears to Bikurim, because it's not an agricultural mitzvah. Why there is a limited Eretz Yisrael? Because it's tied in, it's connected to Kedushas HaMikdash. And others did not have the Girsa. Like the first opinion in Tosfos. It's no different than Truma and Maaser, which the Mishnah didn't mention. It's an agricultural mitzvah, like all agricultural mitzvahs. Why mention Shviyas and Truma and Maaser? It's not what we're talking about here in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. We're talking about those things that are a function of Kedushas HaMikdash. And the Bikurim doesn't belong. And somehow, like the second opinion in Tosfos, that Bikurim does belong. Bikurim is not the typical mitzvah HaTluyas Baretz. It's different. For that reason, perhaps we can understand why some felt that Bikurim is limited to Eretz Yisrael proper and doesn't extend to Aver HaYarden, to the other side of the Yarden, where Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe settled. The Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Bikurim, Ve'eu meviim ve'karim min atzeres v'arachag mishivas haminim. The mitzvah Bikurim is from the Shivas Haminim. You do this from Pesach, until, from Shavuos until Sukkos. And you even bring from Eivar Yarden, from the other side of the Yarden. Rabbi Yossi Glili Yomer, Ein mevim Bikurim Eivar Yarden she'eina Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. No Bikurim from Eivar Yarden, it's not Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. When the Pasuk describes Eretz Yisrael as a land flowing with milk and honey, by the way, there's no milk in Eretz Yisrael. Where's their milk? What milk? Some say it refers to white wine. Anyway, interesting aside. But Eretz Yisrael is a land flowing with either white wine and honey, or Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. That's referring to Eretz Yisrael proper, not the Eivar HaYarden. Why? Why should it be Eivar HaYarden? It's Kadosh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Truma is Noeg there. Maaser is Noeg there. Shviyas is Noeg there. Why shouldn't Bikurim be Noeg there too? Perhaps the answer is because Eivar HaYarden has no Kedushas HaMikdash. Yes, Eretz Yisrael is endowed with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that extends to Eivar HaYarden. To annex properties to Eretz Yisrael, and Eivar HaYarden was the first annexed property. It wasn't supposed to have been part of Eretz Yisrael, but Reuven, Gad, and Shachat, Shev, and Menashe settled there, so we annexed it in. But it's not Eretz Zavos Chalav Udvash, it's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu had initially intended. So even though it's Kadosh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash doesn't extend there. Not that far. Doesn't go that far. It only extends to Eretz Yisrael proper. Doesn't it seep in to annexed properties to Eretz Yisrael? And in fact, this seems to be the opinion of the Ran. Writes the Ran, Masechtas Nedarim, Ve'Eivar HaYarden, Loynis Kadosh. Eivar HaYarden is not Kadosh. For what? Halachos. For bringing the Omer, Lemixas Kedushos. Why bringing the Omer? Why is Karban HaOmer brought on the second day of Pesach from the new wheat? Why would I think, or why does the Ran, why is that the only example that the Ran provides us with, that Eivar HaYarden is excluded? I believe the answer is, Mishnah told us in Masechtas Kelim, that doesn't depend on Kedushas Haaretz. Yes, Kedushas Haaretz extends to Eivar HaYarden. Annex properties can be part of Eretz Yisrael. But Kedushas HaMikdash, the fact that this is the land that houses the Beis HaMikdash, that's only the ancestral part of Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. That's Kadosh with Kedushas HaMikdash. Not the annexed properties of Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, the Ramban makes this comment almost explicitly. His comment's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Over here, Oy Zion. The pasuk tells us, "Kol hamakom asher tidroch kaf raglechem, wherever your feet shall tread, boy lachem yeh, it will be yours." Min habidbar halavanoin min habidbar. I think halavanoin min anar nahar paras vad yomar achron yegvuchem. These are the boundaries. Okay, wherever you go will be yours. Then the pasuk continues, "Lo yisyasef ish bifnechem." No one will stand in you, wherever you tread will be yours. Again, same pasuk, same idea. Wherever you go, it's going to be yours. Why does the pasuk say it twice? Wherever you step, will be yours. Why twice? Says the Ramban, there's two haftachas here. There's two promises. Hem shtei haftachas. Shekol makom asher yirtzu lichbosh be'eretz shinav eretz ashav izulasim yemei shelahem. That's Eretz Yisrael proper, wherever you conquer. That's all Eretz Yisrael. These are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. You have to conquer it. Remove the nations that are inhabiting there, those lands. There's a mitzvah to destroy the Zara in Eretz Yisrael. Special mitzvah. So you have to kill out the nations that live there and destroy the Avodah Zarah that's present there. Then, says the Ramban, the second Avtocha, V'vtiach ki lo yisyatev ish b'fneichem b'ein b'eretz ha'nizkeres b'ein b'chol mokoyim asher tidroch kaf raglechem boy. That you will get also of annex properties too. Those will also be yours. But the Ramban makes no mention of the fact that you have to eradicate to destroy Avodah Zarah in those parts of Eretz Israel. They're annexed, but not everything extends. Certain things don't extend. One of the things that doesn't extend is that you don't have to eradicate the Avodah Zarah from those parts of Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Kadosh with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Again, perhaps reflecting these two Kedushas, and one does not extend the Kedushas HaMikdash aspect of Eretz Yisrael, which you have to get rid of all Avodah Zarah, because this is the house of God, not the house of another religion. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael doesn't mandate that we go destroy Avodah Zarah. But the fact that this is the house, you know, this is Kadosh Baruch Hu's seat, you know, where Kadosh Baruch Hu's a Beis HaMikdash's house, you have to get rid of Avodah Zarah. You can't have competing religions in Eretz Yisrael. It's the house of the seat of the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't extend to annex properties. Or similarly, writes the Ramban later on, Lo yeh l'kohanim ha-levim kol shevet levi chayok v'nachalom Yisrael. Shevet Levi doesn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi said, why not? Because they work in the Beis HaMikdash. They get paid truma and maaser. They get other things. They don't need to work the land. So they don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And v'nach lo yiyelo b'kerav echov. He doesn't get a portion amongst his brethren. Why say it twice again? Why twice? They don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and they don't get a portion amongst their brethren. What's going on? Writes the Ramban again, two separate halachas. V'nir Ali, She'eretz Kenan she'me'evar yardin ve'elech, from our side, meaning the ancestral side of Evar Yardin, is called the land of the five Amamim, the five nations. Ukvar peirashi kinachos chamisha Amamim, and his current pasuk kiviyecha Hashem alekecha el eretz haknani chiti amari chivi ve'evusi, those five nations inhabited ancestral Eretz Israel, the other side, our side of the Evar Yardin. Asher nishba lo'vesecha lo'seislach eretz zavos chalav u'dvash, that's the land flowing with milk and honey. The Heim Iker Nachlas Yisrael. That is the primary inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. Shaisa Artsam Zavas Chavudvash. Avar Shnaim HaNesharim, the other two nations, Veheim HaPrizi Vagir Goshi, there were seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael, these two are on the other side of the Eber Yarden. Ein Artsam Zavas Chavudvash, Ve'eina Chayevez B'Bikurim. It's not Chayevez B'Bikurim. And therefore the pasuk states twice, the Levim don't get a chayuk in Eretz Yisrael, meaning neither in the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash or in annex properties of the Eber Yarden. They get neither. And again, the Ramban tells us Eber Yarden does not include it in Bikurim because it's not Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. That was not part of the ancestral Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it's excluded. How can we distinguish between the two? Truma Maaser apply there, Shvi'ah applies there. Again, the same distinction. and that is between Kedushas HaMikdash, the fact that Eretz Yisrael, this is the land that houses the Beis HaMikdash, and that seeps in not only Yushalayim, but seeps further, Eretz HaMukafas Chaimam, Yemos Yishuv Benun, or Eretz Yisrael, but that's limited to Eretz Zavos Chal Budvash. Then there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, by virtue of the fact that this is, you know, the land of the Jews, and there's Truma, Maaser, Shviyas, the whole story. That could expand, but the Kedushas HaMikdash cannot expand. That's limited, perhaps, to the Eretz Zavos Chal Budvash. This concept, this distinction between these two aspects of Kedusha that reside in Eretz Yisrael, both that of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Truma, Maaser, Shviyas, and the Kedushas HaMikdash, which seeps into the rest of Eretz Yisrael, this dual Kedusha, might help us understand that an important Rambam, of Soloveitcher, connected the two. The Rambam tells us over here, Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Tezayin. Is a machlekes throughout the Gemara. Rabbi said about Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shnia. Kedusha Rishayna, this is throughout Shas. Kedusha Rishayna was the Kedusha that was endowed by, on Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun when he came and he conquered Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is a machlekes was Kedusha Rishayna when Eretz Yisrael was Yeshua was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Was that Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Salavai? It endowed Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha at that time and an enduring level of Kedusha L'Salavai. Or was that Kitchel Lashaita Veloy Kitchel Lashaleva? It was for that period of time, but not subsequently. Once it was conquered and Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, that Kedusha evaporated, dissipated. And the same Machlokes exists with regards to Kedusha Shnia, the time of Ezra. If assuming the first Kedusha was temporary, when Ezra came back and was Makadish at the time of the Binyan Bayis Sheni, was that Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Lashaita Kitchel Lashaleva? It was Makadish Eretz Yisrael at that time and for future generations. Even after Eretz Yisrael will be conquered and the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, or no, it was Kitchel Lashayta Veloy Kitchel Lashalavai. So the Rambam Paskins, based on a whole different back and forth in the Rishonim, the Rambam Paskins, the Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel Lashayta Veloy Kitchel Lashalavai. After the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Kedusha evaporated from Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Lashalavai. That was long-lasting. So first we have to explain what's the difference. How come if Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel Lashayta V'loy Kitchel Lashalava, Yeshua's Kedusha evaporated time of Churban Bayis Rishon, how come the Kedusha didn't evaporate in time of Churban Bayis Sheni? But even more than that, the Rambam says this whole machlokes is with regards to Eretz Yisrael. The Makom HaMikdash always remained Kadosh. Always. That Kedusha never left. We're talking about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Chuma, Mainz, and Shvi, Kedushas HaMikdash of the Makom HaMikdash never left. That always existed. That's why the Rambam feels he can't walk on the Har HaBayis now. There's still Kedushas HaMikdash there. If one is Tamei. So the Rambam here explains the reason for these distinctions. V'lama ani omer. He was aware. He has a lot of explaining to do. How you can make all these distinctions. V'lama ani omer. V'mikdash Yushalayim Kedusha Rishana Kitcha La'asa Lavoi. By the Mikdash in Yerushalayim at the time that it was first base of Mikdash was built, that was enduring. That was permanent. The rest of Eretz Yisrael was not enduring. So Rambam explains, this is at the first Kedusha. The Kedushas HaMikdash is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu resides there. And that cannot be uprooted by being conquered by Babylonians. That's not going to uproot the Kedusha of the Shekhinah. Rei Womer, Vashimais is with the Shechem. Okay, fine. Avachi of Ha'aretz, Beshvias, Umaisers, Eino Elam Neshu, Kibush Rabim. What endowed Eretz Israel with Kedusha when it was conquered by Yeshua was the fact that he conquered it. Vekavan, Shenilkacha, Ha'aretz, Miyadeim, Botel HaKibush. Once the land was conquered from us, the Kibush was negated. V'niftarim in Atarim Ma'isus u'mishviyah Shrei Einam in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is gone. How do we establish it in Eretz Yisrael? Yeshua conquered it. So it could be undone when it's conquered from us. But, came inshallah, Ezra, once Ezra, so now we understand why Kedushas HaMikdash always was Kadosh from the first time Eretz Yisrael was temporary. Eretz Yisrael was Kadosh because of Kibush. Kibush could be negated. The Kedushas HaMikdash was the Shekhinah reside there. V'shachanti b'soicham. That's not going anywhere about it. You can't remove that. So then how come Kedusha Shnia wasn't also Kibush? Also could be undone? So The Rambam explains, V'kevin sh'ala Ezra v'kidsha loy kidsha b'kibush. Ezra did not conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's not how he endowed it with Kedusha. He just came and settled there. Settlements. He just came and settled there. Elo b'chazaka sheikh zikuba. They just took it. Ulafika kol makom sheikh zikuba olei bovim in his kadosh b'kidushas Ezra shniya hu mekudosh hayoyim. It remains kadosh. Because it wasn't kadosh because he conquered it, in which case if it's conquered from us, that undoes what he did. It's kadosh because he just took it. So that cannot be undone through kibush. Even though the second base of Mikdash is destroyed, we retain ownership, we retain the kedusha, continues to reside in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim, where did the Rambam get this distinction from? I mean, it's so Reb Chaim claimed he got it from the pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim, where the pasuk says, V'heitibcha v'hir b'cha me'avoisecha. That the second generation, the second, will be greater than the first. Perhaps the dream of every parent that his child makes it better than he does, hopefully, sane parents, want their child to be more successful than them. So it's a great bracha. But Yushalmi comments that no, that it will be easier to conquer, to endow yourself with Kedusha the second time than the first time. The first time required kibush. So if it's reconquered from us, then it's gone. And the second time was Chazaka, they just took it. So therefore, that was more permanent than the first Kedusha. Reb Chaim even said that's the pshat in the Pasuk in Sefer, in Zechariah, where the Pasuk says, Ki lo b'chayo v'lo b'koyach, ki im beruchi, Amar Hashem Tzvokos. The first time was b'chayo u'b'koyach. First Beis HaMikdash was through Kibush. The second Beis HaMikdash was ki im beruchi. That was just, we came and we took it. And therefore, that was more permanent. Rav Soloveitchik offered perhaps a little bit of a deeper explanation for this difference between kibush and chazaka, because why should there really be a difference between the two? If you conquer Eretz Yisrael, okay, we understand, if someone else conquers it, so they undid what we did. But the fact that we just settled it, okay, but we were kicked out. So we were settled, and then we got kicked out. What's really the difference between the two? How come kibush can be undone, and chazaka, just seizing it or settling it, cannot be undone? So Soloveitchik explained, based on the history of what took place, the difference between the time of Yeshua and the time of Ezra, was that when Yeshua came and he conquered Eretz Yisrael, first he conquered it, then he built the Beis HaMikdash was built. Whereas, so first it was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then on top of that, Kedushas HaMikdash. Okay? So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael stood on its own. When someone else came and conquered it, they undid it. It's undone. However, when Ezra came back, first, the order was reversed. First, they came back, they built the Beis HaMikdash. Then, from there, they went out, they settled the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It took them a long time to get everybody to come. But first, the way they got everybody to come was first building the Beis HaMikdash. So, if Soloveitchik said, that's what the Rambam means to distinguish. Here, the second time, the Kedushas HaMikdash is what precipitated everything else. So the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was Geboit, was built upon the Kedushas HaMikdash. That was the foundation of the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Was that second layer of Kedusha, the fact that it housed the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is the Shechina, the Shechina Ein HaBetela. So since they took the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash and expanded it further out, that's much harder to remove, that's more permanent than the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael standing on its own merits. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael standing on its own merits is Kibush, we can undo, that can be undone. But when it starts with the Kedushas HaMikdash, and that expands, that builds on top of that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then that makes it a little bit more formidable, and it's harder to be removed. But one final point is, Rabbi said, why is it that this Kedushas HaMikdash doesn't extend to Eivar HaYarden? Why is this limited only to the ancestral parts of Eretz Yisrael? And why does it seep into the rest of Eretz Yisrael? So I believe it's because of the following critical distinction. Rabbi said, look over here, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Hilchos Melacha Melacha Aleph. Gemara, if you were here for Sanhedrin, you might remember. The Gemara says, Shalosh mitzvos nistavi Yisrael b'shas k'nisasam l'aretz. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, we were commanded in three mitzvahs. Number one, to establish a king. Number two, eradicate Amalek. And number three, to build a Beis HaBechira, a Beis HaMikdash. What's the pasuk the Rambam quotes? Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, L'shichnoi sidushu uvasa shama. Search out the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go there. Okay. However, look at the Rambam. Perakav Huchas Beis HaBechira. The Rambam writes a different source for this mitzvah. Mitzvahs asay lasos beis lashem. There's a mitzvah asay to build a beis hamikdash. What pasuk would you have quoted? We just read the Rambam beis in Hilchos Malachim. The mitzvah to make a what? A beis habchira gosich l'nitzidushu v'ashshama. The Rambam says, though, no, there's a mitzvah to build a beis hamikdash va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Different pasuk. Why is he quoting a different pasuk? So lecha mishnah es, look back, ois yun. Kasha! The behilchas beis habechira, cause of Rabbeinu mitzvah, say guys, lasos beis l'ashem, v'asuli mikdash, shachanti b'soicham. And when did that mitzvah exist? Only when they entered Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi say, when was there a mitzvah to build a mishkan? You don't have to know Bible. What? In the midbar. Rabbi Pasha Chumash, when did they build a mishkan? In the midbar. After they entered Eretz Yisrael, before. Before! So what does the Rambam say? Shalosh mitzvahs is Davi Yisrael b'shas k'ni sas on the Haaretz. There were three mitzvahs that we had to build a Beis HaMikdash, when we entered Eretz Yisrael, building a Beis HaMikdash. What are you talking about? There was a mitzvah before. V'asuli mikdash, v'shachati b'soichem. So in fact, if you look at the Rambam over there in Beis HaBechira, he tells you a whole history. First, it was a Mishkan in the Midbar. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, where did the Mishkan go? Gilgal. Lasted there 24 years. Then from there went to Shiloh. From Shiloh went to Nob and Givon. Then finally, it settled in Yerushalayim at the Makom HaMikdash. So the Mishkan continued to roam around, even in Eretz Yisrael itself. What's going on? So the Salavechik explained, but already it's again it's found in others. Briskerov, his uncle, has this in a sefer on the Rambam. Briskerov, that there's two halachas here, as reflected by the fact there's two psukim. There's one pasuk to build a central location to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. That existed in the Midbar when they entered Eretz Yisrael, roamed around Eretz Yisrael. But then there's a second mitzvah, which only applied once they entered into Eretz Yisrael, and that is to build a Beis HaBechira. There's a chosen place where this is supposed to be. The two converged ultimately. But there's a mitzvah to build, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem, that was even in the Midbar, build a Mishkan, central location to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then there was a mitzvah to build a bias to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the place that he has chosen, a Beis HaBechira, the chosen house, the chosen place. That's L'shich no shidushu uvash Hashama. Come to the place that I have chosen. Ki l'makom asher yivchar Hashem lekecha. To that place that I have chosen. So those are two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah to build a central occasion to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to place it, to put it in the makom asher yivchar Hashem. So writes the Mechilta over here in Parashas Bo. Rabbi say brings everything together. The Mechilta writes in Parashas Bo, Ad shalai nivcha Yerushalayim, until Yerushalayim was chosen, this Mishkan roamed around Eretz Yisrael. What was the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was always the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. But then it became more narrowed down. Achol Nivcha Yerushalayim, I call Eretz Yisrael, Ksheru Mizbachos. Shushilo, Noven Givon, Gilgal. Mishanivcha Yerushalayim, Yotza Eretz Yisrael. Once Eretz Yerushalayim was chosen, all of Eretz Yisrael was excluded. Kim b'makom asher yivchar Hashem lekecha. But then it was all of Yerushalayim. Ad shlonivchar beis olam haYerushalayim ruin l'shchina. Until the Beis HaMikdash was narrowed down further to the Har HaBayis, all of Yerushalayim was the makom haMikdash, and it got narrowed down further. So I believe the reason why Kedushas HaMikdash extends into the rest of Eretz Yisrael is because that's the way the selection process for the Beis HaBechira, the chosen place to which we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was accomplished. First it was narrowed down, Eretz Yisrael. Then from there it was narrowed down, Yerushalayim. From there narrowed down even further. So all of them have some residual Kedushas HaMikdash, because at one point in time, they were candidates. You never knew. It was like they're, limping. Nobody knew where it was going to be. Where the selection committee, where they were going to put it. Then it got narrowed down to Yerushalayim. Then it got further narrowed down to Har HaBayis. So all of this, there's still residual Kedushas HaMikdash in all of Eretz Yisrael, because all possible candidates for being the Makom HaMikdash. But Eber HaYarden was never a candidate for the Makom HaMikdash. It was never going to be there. It was only Eretz Yisrael, ancestral Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zavos Chavul Dvash. That's why Eber HaYarden is excluded. It was never going to be there. There's no potential for it to have ever been there. Yes, it's true. Now the Makom HaShiyiv HaShem Lekecha is the Makom HaMikdash, the Harabais itself, but all of Eretz Yisrael was part of the selection process. So therefore, there's still some residual Kedushas HaMikdash there. It's the seat of the Makom HaMikdash, but not Ever Yadin. Ever Yadin was never a candidate for the Makom HaMikdash. Never even a Havamina. It's like Chutz La'aretz, as far as the Makom HaMikdash is concerned. So therefore, those halakas that relate to the Makom HaMikdash don't apply there. And perhaps Bikurim is one of those mitzvahs that not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz that our Mishnah is talking about. No. It's a mitzvah that relates, not an agricultural mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that relates to the Makom HaMikdash to take the first fruits and bring it to the Kohen, the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that's why it applies, we need Xeris HaKosov to tell us it only applies in Eretz Israel. And perhaps that's why it's, because it's not an agricultural mitzvah, we wouldn't have known this on our own. And perhaps that's why it appears in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. It's because it's a halacha that's linked to the Makom HaMikdash, not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps that's why it doesn't apply in the Eivar Yarden either. Okay, Shkoyach.